All right, whenever you're ready, Nick.
Hello?
Why did Mikey fall in the well? Because he couldn't see that well.
This is the perfect
this pour. This is the perfect pour. Seriously going with that, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to the show. It's the perfect pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Oh, isn't that, doesn't that sound much better? Three people instead of one
dumbass. I don't know.
Three dumbasses instead of one dumbass. I think three dumbasses make one full ass.
It's thirds of an ass.
So we're technically three cheeks of an ass?
Yeah.
We're not half-assing anything. We're third-assing.
Try not to imagine it in your brain. So over the next couple hours, we're going to be hanging out with you, talking about craft beer, drinking all the beers we can within a two-hour period of time. We're going to be hearing from you, the listener, because you leave us voicemails, and we listen to them. We respect that you leave us voicemails, and we listen to them and talk over them.
But
and
only disrespect under them. 3 minutes.
And some beers to look out for. Beer culture news and all kinds of things. And there we go. We're already starting off drinking beers.
Woo.
Woo.
Yeah, I'm late. I missed a week's worth of beer.
Yeah, yeah. Better get, you got to drink 2 weeks worth of beer. Whew. Both of you guys.
Oh, great.
Yeah, my Ben caught drinking is bursting at the seams.
So. It's like so many. Whoa, shit. That's
and that's the end of the show. Yeah. Thanks for watching.
Goodbye.
Well, guys, it's been fun.
Enough of that. Enough of that. Boy, you think we sit here for an hour tailgating, you think that shit would be worked out.
Mike's just hyping up the show. That's going to be so good
this
week.
It's going to be so good.
And then Matt said, I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
A couple of beers we had before the show started, our tailgate beers. We had the Saranac IPA. What was that? The one called? The little.
I don't think I had that one.
Hop Harvest.
Hop Harvest.
Hazy IPA, the New York Saranac.
You're not missing too
got
much.
Got that from...
I'll pour a little.
I think that was pretty good.
Little pour.
Actually, kind of like...
Oh, we went from therapist to that.
Right. So, and then we also had that, the confused therapist from Dust Bowl Brewing. Big, big ass of IPA, so... And now, what to do, what just got opened? Where beer?
From Urban Roots.
Oh, man.
Donated by Wazoo Corvettes.
Our favorite hot little brewery. This year, Urban Roots out of Sacramento area.
Galaxy Double IPA.
Got a cool label.
It's uber. No, what do you say? It's hella unfiltered.
Yeah. NorCal, you got to say hella.
Hella. Hella dank, bro.
That's Galaxy.
Thank you, Wazoo Corvette.
Ooh, I didn't get crackers.
We have crackers. It's going to be fun. Thanks for being here. And let's. Whoa! I forgot. Almost forgot.
Oh, great! See, we come back and you forget.
Now there's mixed crackers in here.
Salted versus unsalted, or aftermarket versus premium.
This is how good these guys are at tasting salting crackers. There's a last sleeve of crispy. crackers at the bottom, and then at the top is the brand new premium crackers.
Yeah.
And now we're getting to the crispy layer, and they're like, whoa, what's going on
what
here?
The fuck? Are we like, broke? Whoa. Is there something you're not telling us?
Jeez. Did all the patrons leave at 1 month all of a sudden?
Is somebody embezzling our Patreon?
Do I need to compare the perforations in there and the holes to show you the difference between the two?
You don't have to show me, bro.
Salt crystalline level?
Yeah. Is this sea salt, bro? Sea salt's better for you.
I don't think they use sea salt. Is this premium iodized? Nor crispy.
Iodized salt.
Iodine salt? Yeah, it's that.
Mm-hmm.
Culture.
Yeah.
You say, as I almost knock over my beer. Oscar Blues. They're in the haze craze.
Heard of them.
They're on the haze train.
This brand new thing called hazing beer.
But here's how they go one step further.
Put a haze on it.
They have, I don't know if it's called 1E or 1Y, because it's 1-Y.
Okay.
1Y IPA.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
1Y? Local
hazy. You didn't talk about this before?
I don't think I did.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Carry on.
Keep going. We're gonna hear.
4%. 100 calories, 12-ounce cans. New. Released. It's a thing.
Good.
They're on the hazy locale train. So that means now you can enjoy Easy Jack and this hazy IPA. Both 4%.
You can.
Both 100 calories.
I'm not going to.
So Oscar Blues is in the back of the roller coaster. So like the whole haze train has already gone over the hill.
They're the caboose. This is the caboose.
So Oscar Blues is on the back of the train and they're just going to ride the speed.
Woo! They're on the teeter totter cart. Behind,
but you know how it feels faster when you're in the back of the roller coaster. If you're in the front, you get the lag time waiting for the whole train to go over the hump.
Right.
Yeah, man, it's a thing.
They're in the last car.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other bit of news was, it's over.
It's over.
Thank goodness we don't got to do culture today.
Light, sessionable, easygoing beers are officially over because Wall Street Journal did an investigative piece. About how industry people enjoy light beers, even though that they make crazy off-the-wall, heavy, double IPAs, fruited, milkshake.
Welcome to what we've been talking about for a year.
Yeah.
Wall Street Journal.
So now Wall Street Journal has a big old article, and they want you to pay for their website service to read it all.
Oh.
And, you know.
It's because of the lupulin threshold shift.
But, so they vaguely reference like some four or five.
Nico's saying that very seriously.
Yeah. Like, I learned this today.
Yeah. So they just vaguely reference different people saying, oh, when I'm out and about, I prefer Coors Banquet or something. It's like, yeah, we know.
Heard of it.
It's a thing.
Industry people love lagers.
Yeah. So those are my two close enough news stories where it's like, cool, you guys did it. Thanks for participating.
All right.
In the craft beer scene.
Okay. Thanks for checking in.
You get a blue ribbon. Boop.
Yay.
We win. All right, craft beer articles. Sure you do. That's it? That's total?
Yeah.
Okay.
Couple little news stories. Quick and to the point.
Yeah. Right. Nick.
Long pause. No, you don't say long pause.
Culture.
So, for reals, to what Matt was getting at, the Homebrewers Association wrote an article saying lupulin threshold shift exists into where
the hell are you talking about, man?
People get tired of hops quickly, therefore they look for more hoppy beers to satisfy that craving.
Chase that high, man.
Chase the high. They're saying they chase the high. So what I'm saying is the lager thing a pushback? Is that your palate?
Yeah.
Relaxer. Cleanser. Palate cleanser. Your relief. Or is it just a thing brewers do to be cool?
Both.
Both.
Definitely both.
So is it true? I don't know. Russian River Vinny apparently is the one that coined this phrase.
Oh. I think it is for sure.
So either he believes it or he just said it to sell more.
Hey, Vinny said it. I'm out on board. I believe it. You always can get sick of whatever it is you're drinking.
Yeah,
but I think IPA is definitely probably more so than anything else.
I think beer is a quick recovery, though. I don't think it's.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to.
The next day.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. You're like, I'm not going to drink when I get home. When you get home, you're like, that beer would sound good about right now.
Hmm. Yeah. I've been trying to, maybe Vinny can figure this out. There's just something, I mean, I think it has to do with maybe what food you ate before or whatever, but how, and then maybe how beers from batch to batch can be a little bit different, even though they're the same beer.
Yeah.
Like some beers will it just hits you like, oh my God, this is so good. And you can have it again, you know, a week later or whatever, same batch or same beer, or whatever. And you're just like, this isn't any good at all. The lead-in is important. The lead-in to what you have is important. Where your palate's at is big. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen someone, like, scientifically, I don't know how you could freaking work that out, but, like, the what you had before is a big, makes a big difference. Kind of like, you know, like you may hate Taco Bell all the time, but then at 2 a.m. on a Saturday, you're like, oh my God, Taco Bell's so fucking good.
This is the greatest day of my life.
But, you know, next day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're like, oh God, Taco Bell.
It burns as much leaving as it did coming in.
So it's like, I don't know, there's a mood factor.
There's the only thing that I can give to you as far as advice on that is palate fatigue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're having this Galaxy IPA as your sixth beer, it'll taste different as if it was your second beer. And to me, I've always been on the philosophy of get the first one down and then the second, third. That's really what you want to taste. Because there's an IPA that you could have like 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday, and it could be bitter as all shit, where you could instead have it at 6 o'clock on that Saturday as your second beer or third beer, and it will not be as harsh. Mm-hmm. So you'll shock your palate to begin with, and then it'll be fatigued at the end of the night to where you're not really picking up everything that it could have been. Mm-hmm. So you got to find that sweet spot right in between.
Yes. More, you got to have that moleskin ready, more note taking.
More.
Just like brewers. Yeah. Brewers are logging in all the stuff that they're doing to make a batch. And if you don't write detailed notes, next time you make it, you're going to miss something. Same thing with tasting notes. You just got to put everything down, man.
Wow.
What kind of mood you're in. You know, how long it's been since you had sex, you know, all kinds of shit. What was the weather like that day?
Right.
I want everyone just write everything down.
Did the bark
take this shit real serious?
Bark 2 times or 3 times?
Right. What kind of, what was Louie doing?
What was Louie doing?
Waiting for crackers.
Oh, man. Okay. So there's that.
Yeah.
White Castle beer.
No.
In or out?
Out. In and out? In and out
no,
beer?
No, not in and out
beer. I'll get in and out beer.
Yeah? Double double?
Ooh, a beer at In and Out?
I saw that, but I didn't click on it because I knew I'd be disappointed with the beer style.
Yeah. Sure
it's a real brewery. It's got to be lager.
But it's a real brewery.
Who's making it?
Weyerbach. Weyerbatches.
Is it a lager?
It is probably. Why wouldn't it be a lager?
All the brewers are going to be there having White Castle burgers and lagers after work.
Kolsch.
Mm. I'm okay with Kolsch.
I could go for a Kolsch.
Kolsch. Some White Castle burgers and a Kolsch. I'd mess around with that.
Aren't their burgers basically meat and onions? Isn't that their go-to?
A little square.
Nelson hops, man. Why didn't you do
You could
Nelson
find them there? In the freezer section.
Oh, gross.
Find the freezer. Yeah, frozen burgers.
Frozen burgers. Where the entire burger is frozen, not just the pan.
Yeah. I heard they're going to... Hey, Luke. Uh-huh. I heard they're going to open up a White Castle in California.
Probably not here.
I don't know.
They'll go somewhere they like weird, like Santa
we're Barbara. The test market.
Oh, so it'd be a Fresno State.
Yeah, that'd
in the
be
pit.
Good. There we go.
The pit. That means we'll get it and it'll close.
Yeah.
Because they'll be like, let's put it on East Kings Canyon.
Wow. Sorry, shake and bake.
Ooh. Shake and bake. Shake, steak, shake.
Happy shake.
Shake and, oh, happy steak. I wish happy steak was still around.
Happy steak bloggers.
What else we got? What are we doing?
Buyouts. More buyouts for 2019.
Mm.
But I guess the weird thing is a new brewery is buying an old brewery.
Oh.
So this Roque Brewing in Royal Oak, Michigan is buying Dark Horse Brewing.
Hmm.
Also in Michigan.
Wait. Dark Horse is the one that had the TV show and the things.
Yeah. We've had some Dark Horse. I think. And thanks to Eric the Beer Father, possibly.
Yeah, probably.
Was it Treehouse IPA?
Smells like a safety meeting.
It smells like a safety
meeting. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, so they're in not trouble, but trouble enough to where this, I guess people are shocked that this new brewery is doing so well, they can buy older breweries and keep them afloat.
Yeah. Wow.
But that's usually the story, is it's an older brewery that doesn't want to close and they're looking for somebody younger to make the legacy live on. So, I mean, to me, it makes sense.
Ew, what was that? I got some gunk in my beer. Give Mikey some more of that.
That's just, that sucks. A Dark Horse is so bad off.
Probably just yeast.
Could be.
It's good for you. Good for you, Nick.
Maybe hop chunks.
A little bit of yeast.
Yeast. The yeast of burden. That almost dropped.
Examining beer. Yeah. Beer yeast here.
Yeast.
Matt is
it's official. Yeast.
Make sure I'm safe. Marked safe from yeast.
Yeah, just make it poop better.
All right. Do not need help in that department.
I'm good.
All right. All right, and
cool
hop PK. Anybody care?
Hop PK.
Sad face.
Just gonna be hop.
Here in Fresno, or a hop PK. The House of Ben Dragon teamed up with Pita Kebab, made one place in downtown Fresno in the Brewery District, and now House of Ben Dragon's gonna take it over all by itself, and the Pita Kebab food is out.
Yeah.
And now it's all House of Pendragons. Which, I mean, I'll definitely miss some of the Pita Kebab food, especially the hummus.
Some of the food, yeah.
But now House of Pendragon there, the downtown location, will be able to crowler and growler. We're going to crowler and growler all day, bro.
All day.
So that's been the most disappointing thing to me about that place is you couldn't bring any beer out of there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. Now I can finally start getting some House of Pendragon crowlers because I don't go up to that North Clovis, the Flovis, Tank District anymore. So
are they now the first brewery to straddle city lines?
Straddle what?
Are they the first brewery to have a tap room in both cities?
Oh, sure, yeah, and Sanger too. So
okay, you know,
three where the actual triple, brewery is
triple threat.
That's exciting for Fresno's Brewery District to me as a beer people. Like a lot of Fresnans today are like disappointed about the Pita Kebab food going away, but. As a beer geek, I like this maneuver.
Yeah, getting their beer to go, I think, is going to make up for the lack in menu that they're losing.
And Jake from State Farm has confirmed that they will still be able to have guest taps. So,
yep, because they have a kitchen.
Yeah, that's how I was worried about that. I was like, oh, is it just going to be all House of Pendragon beer now? But nope, keeping the guest taps. So I think it's cool. Brewery District, even getting bigger with 411 Ales is going to open up across from Zach's, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that started? They started working on that yet? So eventually that will happen.
Modernist actually has a license posted. So
the Modernist is the craft cocktail bar. So that's about getting close there. And then there's that, isn't there that Bitwise thing going to be right in there too, or?
They're closer to the Greyhound station, but.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. And then South of Shaw Brewing has announced they will be opening up on the other side of downtown.
Mm-hmm. In the Mural District.
Mural District.
Murals.
Which is a cool building.
Right, meow. Yeah, they really turned that building around.
So.
Thing looks great now.
Yeah. And so that would be cool, South of Shaw. I've never had a South of Shaw beer at a festival.
Just been homebrew.
Yeah. So who knows about the beer, but sounds cool. Another downtown brewery. So you have three, basically, if you count the Bitwise thing, three more breweries going to be opening up downtown.
I don't know what Bitwise is going to do yet because 411 was the one that was supposed to go in there.
Oh, okay.
And now they're doing their own thing, but that'll still feature Grayview and stuff like that.
Grayview and Incinerator.
Incinerati.
So that's cool. Down the Fresno blowing keeps on going. There's going to be one in the Tower District.
Eight now? Eight breweries?
There's going to be a tap room, a new tap room going in the Tower District soon, Rocky Hill.
Wow.
Isn't that right?
Oh, the Exeter Brewery?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, that's right. Enough, dude.
More. Need more.
More beer in Fresno. So we're doing okay. Oh, and the Barrel House.
They still haven't said
where that's going to be. So we're doing all right.
Mm-hmm.
We're good.
The Walmart.
Zax keeps going, and Taga keeps killing all. And
Pine and Palm's holding it down up north.
Pine and Palm's holding their northern Fresno spot. And
I haven't heard anything on Machine Head.
Full Circle's there. Machine Head. Oh, yeah.
Clovis. Willow.
North Clovis. Yeah, they were looked like they're getting close, and then now they've gone dark. Well, maybe they're just getting ready to
final
bust
stages.
It open, bro.
Brick and Dan.
Too much local talk.
You're welcome.
Too much local. Have you seen this untapped release of top 10 brewery check-ins of the summer 2019?
In the heat of the summer?
It's very confusing to me.
Okay.
So the top 10, here we go. Number 10, Bell's Brewery.
Wow.
These are pure number of check-in beers checked in by a brewery. It's people checked in.
This one's got the meat sweats. We
number 10,
it.
Bell's Brewery. Fine, sounds fine.
Oh, shit.
Louis, don't mess things up, dude. That's a beer. That's a beverage, man.
Beverage.
Dogfish Head comes in at number 9.
Okay.
New Belgium.
I can see that.
New Belgium, number 8. Lagunitas Heineken Brewing Company at number 7. Sierra Nevada at number 6. Seems like it should be higher. Stone Brewing at number 5. Other Half at number 4.
Okay.
New York's Other Half at number 4. Number 3 is Founders. Number 2, Blue Dog. And number 1 is Treehouse Brewing Company. A beer that really isn't distributed.
Yeah.
Is number 1 check-ins of the summer 2019.
Wow.
There's things that don't seem right here. The Treehouse seems crazy to me. And I went on social media today and was like, dudes, help me out here. How is Treehouse number 1? They don't distribute. So how can they be number 1? Check-ins. And the consensus seemed to be that they're just traded so heavily. And that everyone that has a Treehouse beer, make sure they check it in.
Yeah.
Like there isn't any unchecked Treehouse
beer. Not one goes unchecked.
If you're having a Treehouse beer, you're checking that shit in, apparently. And this is the reason why they're number 1. It's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah.
Unless they're gaming. Somehow they have a training program for everybody around Treehouse. Like, all right, here's what you do. You check in 5 times.
Before you could get in line?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see you check in that Treehouse before you get to Lime Fest here. BrewDog at number 2 seems super weird, too. Like, I don't see people drinking Brew. Like, I'm on Untapped every day. I don't see BrewDog on there that
Brewdog
much.
Check.
I don't, they, you know, we've
they have
we've had our fun with BrewDog over the years. And
we disappeared from our market.
Yeah, we like them fine. I like the bros there. Fine, but like I don't see BrewDog checked in that much either. Yeah. Just like I don't see very much Treehouse either, but I know I'm on the wrong coast, but
I don't see BrewDog in Fresno at all anymore.
No, yeah, they used to be. Yeah. Like pretty regularly you could pick up a BrewDog somewhere, but I don't see it.
Not even old BrewDog, like
but
zero.
And the whole theory about Treehouse being number 1 because everyone checks in their Treehouse beers, like I don't get a sense of that with BrewDog. Like, oh, I got to check in this BrewDog. Show everyone I'm drinking BrewDog.
Yeah.
So that seems weird to me. Other half, I mean, I guess it's a similar thing that it being number four, I guess it's a similar thing to Treehouse where everyone's checking in their other half.
So you get it. You want that street cred.
I guess. Yeah. It's weird, bro. Some weird stuff's going on Untappd.
Strange things afoot at the Untappd.
Pilsner.
What? Ooh. What? Damn it.
Oh, we got a Pilsner here. What's this new beer entering the show? Penelope Pils. This is from Ricky, T.S. Ricky.
Richie.
It's a Humble Sea beer.
Oh.
The big hot Santa Cruz brewer, Humble Sea.
Matt's in love.
Yep, it's a Pilsner.
He knows me well.
I do.
Humble Sea.
It's a good Pilsner.
It's a good Pilsner.
But it's Pilsner.
It's a hoppy Pilsner.
Hoppy.
It's too bad it's not a pineapple Pilsner.
Oh, wow. I'd be down with that.
Pineapple and Canadian bacon
Pilsner? Yes. Even better.
Well, that sounds like a job for Scotty B.
Where am I going to put the bacon, Chief?
You can put bacon in beer.
Like literally a stick of bacon.
Oh, I've seen garnish. It. I've seen it.
Yeah, you can do it too.
Seen it. Driving.
It's greasy.
There's the Bacon Beer Festival in Bakersfield every year.
Mm-hmm. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network of shows. You can leave us a voicemail through there. Keep it under 3 minutes. Other Google says, nope, we'll cut your ass off. And you can also email us, perfectportpodcast@gmail.com, and record something on your smartphone, send it to us, and say, here you guys go. This is me talking to you about a thing, and we listen to the thing. First voicemail. Now, if you're like, hey, where's my voicemail? If your voicemail doesn't get played, you're like, I know I sent one. We did record. We're recording earlier than we normally do. So we might have missed it. Sorry. Sometimes that happens. We got to do it. It's Matt's birthday. You better have bought Matt a beer. You see, Matt, drink, buy him a beer. He's finally 21 today.
Bye.
Yeah.
Wait, Matt's been drinking here on the show illegally for the past 6 years. We're sorry to say it, but now he's finally legal. And everything's cool. He started when he was 15 years old.
He was just brewing back then.
Yep.
He never drank alcohol.
Yeah, he never actually drank on the show. It's just been a whole con. But now it's official. Matt can drink here, and it's great. His beard is actually old enough to drink now. So this is the big thing.
Matt's beard.
The going on 7 years, fully bearded.
Wow. Yeah, I only once in a while I'll see a picture of old picture of Matt without the beard. I was like, oh, who's that guy?
Yeah.
Who's that guy next to Nick?
Who's this whippersnapper?
Is that a cousin? Who is that guy?
Luigi from the old country.
Hey, I came out here to visit you. Huh?
2009 to 2011, we did the No Shave November. So we kind of did that. But, 2012, I made the switch. Just said, you know what?
I'm doing the switch.
It's not like I was shaving. It was really like once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks. It's like I would get the full, like, still had sideburns and goatee and everything else was just really scraggly. And then I'd be like, oh, I should shave. And like I was much of a transition. It was just I made the decision to not shave.
Happened. You're like, you know what? I could save me a good 5 minutes every morning here. Let's just not shave.
Solid five.
Oh, my God. It's stupid early in the morning. Still dark out.
Work sucks.
45. Anyway. Hey, guys. Hello, Jose.
Hey, number.
So I was sitting here on this morning commute. Dark out.
Hey guys, I'm commuting.
But once kind of cold in Florida, it's 69 degrees.
Ooh.
I know, that's cold to us. Not so cold to you or Colorado?
It's called
or
69, dude.
God almighty, 69. Buffalo at El Perro. But anyway, I had this thought. If you like it, keep it. If not, throw it back. You know what I mean? You don't have to do it.
Throw it back.
Just throwing it out there. I think the Golden Gods on the forum should be given a short inventory of the bad beer drawer. What the heck do you even have in there? And now I'm not sure. You're like, why do the Golden Gods need an inventory of our bad beer drawer?
Yeah, why?
Simply put,
uh-huh.
A poll. We do a poll on the bad beer drawer, and you let the Golden Gods pick your bad beer of the year that you drink during the pouring.
No.
Yeah, like at the end of the year, you guys have to drink one of the bad beers. Oh, I think it would be pretty funny, especially because I was dying when you guys drank the last one with Roger and all the guys from Drake.
16th anniversary stuff.
I mean, I was just thankfully saying, we have one left. I don't want to drink those bad beers, hence why they're in the bad beer drawer.
It gets worse every week.
Get mad.
Get mad.
One little bad beer isn't going
to
hurt
you. I have to live a life the next day, bro.
All right. Well, in any case, brothers, hope you enjoyed your time off. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Happy birthday
to Matt. Happy birthday to Matt. Happy birthday to Matt.
Mateo.
Chicago. Yeah, they were seriously planning out that voicemail in Long Beach, and they're like, and then we're going to throw the mic to you. And I was like, well, I don't.
I don't want any part of this.
I don't participate in group voicemails.
It's my thing. Everyone knows I don't participate in group voicemails. Okay.
And they like kind of look at me and then they look at somebody else and like, can he make that call? And I'm like, yeah.
Can he say that?
Well, yeah. I cannot participate in group voicemails. That's.
We're going to let him get away with that? He can't. He has to do it, right?
Hey, I'm a golden god. You got to do it.
God, do it.
Hate to break your little heart.
Ooh.
I don't.
Ooh. Wow. Mateo. Well, I guess we got to drink. We got to let the golden gods decide which bad beer drawer.
Too bad. The drawer's empty.
We're like, whoa, I don't know what happened, but it's empty. I had a big family event over here. A lot of cousins, a lot of in-laws. I had to bust it all out. They're like, yeah, open them up. Everyone just downed it. Had a great old time.
You guys forget they 10-year-old can't see beer. Us, right? We're like, oh, yeah, we're drinking a Stone 15. Oh, like, so gross.
Oh, God, this is gross.
I'm drinking Pliny the whole time.
Oh, it's so bad, guys. You can't believe how gross this is.
This is terrible.
Perfect Four Podcast. James from Bakersfield.
What's up, big game.
Big game.
Official Bakersfield rep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in Bakersfield. Just wanted to say hi. It's been a long time since I've called in.
He got to meet some people.
I missed you guys. Listened to the last solo show.
I'm sorry.
With Mikey.
Mon Solo.
Kind of weird hearing him.
Sounded that's all the girls times, say.
But overall,
kind of weird.
He's I was going to listen to one guy talk about beer from time to time, I could do that. Recap: a couple weeks ago, California Craft Beer Summit. Had a blast. Got to meet Chew Your Beers, Fontana Jim. Got to meet him. Both awesome guys. Got to see Kelly. That's always awesome. And I got me a lot of Matt time. There was a lot of
Matt time.
We had some good beers. We had all the pizza we could eat for the weekend. Matt's always down to grab a slice at any time of night. That's why I love him so much. But anyways, it was just great seeing everyone that I hadn't seen in a long time, and it was great meeting a couple of new Perfect Four listeners in person, getting to meet them in person, and it was good to get a lot of map time. So anyways, I'll see you guys later.
I got no map time last
week.
Keep
up the good work.
I thought there was going to be a banker, Sean.
Truth be told, James was running the same pace. He was running the same pace as me. We weren't going out and getting schmammered, but we weren't necessarily just, I don't even know how to describe it. We were just, you know, we'd be like, hey, let's go grab another beer and let's go sit by this fountain and just.
Let's keep grabbing beers,
you know,
and sitting by things.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good plan.
We'd be like, hey, let's go check out this place or. Let's go check out this crazy cool place called Fourth Horseman.
Whoa. We will hear about that in the Bencots. And now the fridge mic is on. Don't tell Nick the mic is on. He doesn't know.
Oh, Pachelito.
Oh.
Yeah, we got a little care package on the way back.
Ooh.
What are we drinking?
Beer.
Okay.
I'll have a beer.
I'll have a beer, bartender.
Do you have anything, Nelson?
Yeah. Mosaic, Nelson?
Yes, and yes.
All right. Hook it up. Hook me up, bro.
Plug it up. Plug it up.
Oh, he's way in the back there.
Want a crowler?
Yeah.
Crowler?
Yeah. All right. Looking out. Let's get it.
God damn.
Nelson's the one.
Oh, thanks for letting me know. I brought it.
Okay, good.
Cool.
Great.
I love gold.
Good thing we're whispering.
From Al Green, a crowler from Four Stacks Brewing Company, the Interloper.
Ooh, that's one more than our brewery that mentions stacks, because we have three stacks and a rock.
Ooh, boy.
It's referencing a power plant and a big
power
rock.
Power plant reference.
The Interloop.
Ooh. Wow.
I didn't even pour myself a beer. I was
looking at that. I was like, why'd you do that?
I don't know. I don't know, guys.
You just opened it for us and moved along?
Yeah, there you go.
Wow. You guys sample it first. Make sure it's not poison.
Yeah.
if you chose
hey
poorly.
Hey, guys.
Whoa. Can you hear me?
I can.
We're not driving.
Oh.
We're watching football.
Watching some football.
Yep. I call an engineer.
Went to my sister's house for the Oktoberfest celebration, and she made like a bunch of New Orleans style, like Cajun food. It's pretty good, but I decided that I was going to drink just all, like, Dunkels and Marzens and lagers.
He's getting in the mood for Germany.
I know. I'm totally in the mood for Germany. So we went to an Oktoberfest at Bierstadt Lagerhaus and drank nothing but lagers, and it was delicious.
All our local breweries made their own Oktoberfest, and there was, like, seven different breweries there with their own version of an Oktoberfest, and it was really good.
Yeah, I think we had all of them at some point.
Ratio was our favorite.
Yeah, Ratio. Tony Bagg, if you're listening, Ratio is, they're shit. They're good. Okay, so on sports?
Motorsports. What's your favorite sport, Con?
My favorite sport is Supercross. That is definitely 100% my favorite sport. I used to ride motocross a lot, and I tell you what, dude, there's nothing like good motorsports. And I also like to watch NASCAR, and that makes me a redneck, but I love NASCAR. It's really good. Like, this is fun to watch. Good times. In my opinion, I'm going to guess that Matt probably doesn't like motorsports, but that Nick probably likes F1. That's it.
Maybe.
Shout out to Lumber Jose. So.
I don't like any of it.
She likes it.
I don't.
She thinks that Jimmy Johnson's hot. So, okay. So, so check it out. So I
did a little Jimmy present for my wife. Johnson.
And bought her the new Dogfish Head shoes. Have you guys seen these?
No.
They're green.
They're green. She's like, green. Put them in the refrigerator with another four, with a six pack of beer underneath them. I put a bow on it. And she's like, what's that? And I was like, it's a present, baby. But now she wears them all the time, and she actually likes them, even though they're green.
Yeah, baby.
With, like, swamp things on them and shit.
Green's one of my least favorite colors.
All right, we got 1 minute left. Let's do it.
Okay.
We made a plan for you guys. So we actually decided that we were going to do a word association game with beer styles. So we all wrote down beer styles. We both wrote down beer styles.
And all of us.
We've got them written down
all
right now.
All of us
she
in
wrote
the
down,
house.
And she doesn't know what I wrote down. So
one word response.
Okay, ladies first.
Brute aged or barrel aged stout.
Stouty.
Whiskey.
Okay, Grotzer.
What the fuck is that?
That's the one that's all smoky. So what the fuck is that?
No, that's a Rausch beer.
Go ahead.
Okay, brute.
Dry.
Champagne.
Gross. My turn. Goza.
Salty.
Barley wine.
Too much.
Thinking I'm going to lose my mind.
You did two in a row.
You did two.
Lager.
Smooth.
Summertime.
Fucking A. Stout.
Good. Any okay. time of year.
That's yes, that's the right answer.
Whoa.
And the last one, Janine's favorite, Saison.
Poop rolled in dirt.
Oh, sweaty. All right, guys. A little over 3
Wait,
minutes.
I got one more.
Okay, go ahead.
Hazy.
Hazy's the best.
Love the hazies. Sorry. We can't keep it clear.
Okay, well, keep up the good work.
Guys.
Yay.
And stuff.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Colorado.
Don't do that. Man, how do they always next level their voicemails?
What do you think of this four stacks interloper?
It's
interloper.
Too sweet for me.
It's sweet, huh?
It's what, too sweet.
What style is it? Tell me the style.
Yeah.
Guess the style. It's
beer candy.
Because it doesn't say in the growler.
I'm going to guess pale.
I think it's a goes almost.
No, it's a bad pale.
Ooh. American IPA.
Wow.
American.
Wouldn't guess the IPA.
5.7%. So it's basically a pale ale.
Pale.
Louis says pale ale.
You just pale.
I know it. I can smell. Dogs have a heightened sense of smell.
They do.
I smell pale. And crackers. You sure bitches.
I smell the crackers.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Guess what?
You're
still calling in and doing a little parking lot at work. Update. It's dark.
Yeah. Work.
There's not much going on.
Report.
And guess what? There's no beer.
No.
Unfortunately, beer's not allowed on school site. So,
what?
That's
bullshit.
Out. So, want to give a congratulations out to Kelly Hoosecraft for engagement and to answer her question about Costa Rica. Well, there may be craft beer. You're probably going to find it in the tourist areas. It's probably not going to be great. But, Imperial and Imperial Light. Those are the two beers you're mostly going to find everywhere in Costa Rica. Colombia is probably pretty much the same thing. You know, these are all Central and South America countries. So craft beer is way behind Fresno time. So it's probably stuck back in the 60s or the 70s.
That's way back then.
You know, so
Olympia.
You're probably not going to find too much or be excited about it. Anyways,
just
good thing you guys aren't on the fantasy football group chat, because geez, that thing just goes off all day long. I had to go put it on, like, you know, mute, so I didn't have the phone buzzing all day and night. East Coast, West Coast time. Oh god, it's annoyed. But anyway, fantasy football's going. There's some winners, there's some losers. We'll see at the end how it all plays out. But guess what, guys? Keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye.
Thought he'd say he was driving.
And guys, I'm driving. Yeah, they included our there's, you know, group of listeners have a fantasy football league going.
Boy.
They included our voicemail line and the group text chat. Yeah, I had to do the same thing as turn it off. Turn off all the notifications.
Oh man.
There's all kinds of tomfoolery going on in this group chat. As we continue the voicemails, and no, this time we've got an email to throw in there.
Ooh.
Listen to this. I didn't write this, guys.
Okay.
Says, great job, Mikey.
Uh-huh. That sounds like you.
Hello, Perfect Boar. I'm Jeremy Bragg from Franklin, Virginia. Great job on the solo podcast, Mikey. I was happy from the start because you discovered Saranac beer. I grew up 15 minutes from this brewery in Utica, New York, when I was a kid. The brewery is a Utica Club / FX Mats. Oh.
Yeah.
The brewery is Utica Club / FX Mats. It's a fairly, it's a family brewery that has been open since the 1800s.
Woo!
Also the second oldest brewery in America behind Yuengling. It's a great local brewery that has concerts on Thursday nights in the summer and sponsors one of the biggest events in Utica, the Boilermaker Road Race. They have a big gift shop with a tour, and then the last stop is for beer in the speakeasy bar. If you are in central New York, this is a stop to make. Damn it.
You okay over there?
I'm all right. That's enough about that. You guys always brighten up my day every Friday on my hour trip to work. And when I go back home, man, that's a big commute.
Yeah, that's heavy, Doc.
Bigger than mine. You're my number one beer podcast because you make it fun.
Wow.
Thanks for the good times and keep up the good work. Bye.
Utica.
Utica. Thank you, Jeremy.
Long pause, long pause.
Utica.
You don't say long
pause. I like that, Saranac. I told that story last week. So. But yeah, they got it here in the BevMo.
Wow.
The guy in the BevMo. They got a variety pack that looks pretty cool, too.
Dang. Mixed but, pack? Variety pack.
Yeah. They might have called it a mixed pack.
Most modestly priced urn.
And we continue on with some voicemails.
Really perfect fortune you be here. Guess what I'm doing? I'm calling in, Holmes. I got the notification, so I'm sending in my voicemail early, Holmes. Good thing.
Good job,
Great too. Notion Brewery made it out to the bottle shop and other places out in the valley, Holmes. So I was able to get a couple cans of that.
I missed it.
The pineapple was an amazing IPA. Haven't had the other one. It's called the JB Double IPA, Indian Pale Ale. I'm saving that for later over the weekend. I think it's Juice Box. Also, Untapped, everybody has a chance to win. One person has a chance to win
everybody a has bottle a chance. Of
Pachalito Pale.
One person's
so
gonna win.
Give me a story. What has Pachalito been up to ever since we lost contact with him? And what else? Matt, it was nice seeing you over at the CCBA. Obviously, you'll probably talk about that today.
It was wonderful.
What else? Mikey.
Yo.
Mikey. Yes. What can I say, man?
Yes, sir.
You did amazing. By yourself,
what?
You knocked it out of the park, Holmes. You did good. That's
Thank
it, man.
You.
If I remember anything, I'll call it and I'll leave it on for the next show. When it will be one of those limbo voicemails out in the limbo. What are they? That's it, man.
It's you, bro.
And I'm out. Peace out, eh? I have to watch them.
Thanks, Jew. Peace out. Thanks for the kind words. And I guess it's still, I thought that contest would be over now, but. But still going, check out Chew Your Beer on Untap. You got to be on Untap for this contest. And you got to fill in the most creative answer to the question of what's this Pachalito been doing? They lost contact with the guy. So you got to say, like, what's he been doing?
Yeah.
And you put that in the comment section of the post from Untap that Chew put in there about the Pachalito.
Yep.
And you will pick the best one. You get to have a bottle of Pachalito.
Pachalito.
And it is.
And I will have the perfect answer the moment he closes the vote.
Like, this one would have won.
This would have been great.
Would have been great success. Oh, this is, that's all the voicemails. There's one more email, though.
What?
It's from the Fontana Jim. Can you read me? I'm emailing.
Oh, boy.
First off, a big attaboy to Mikey for holding down the fort last week. He did an hour and a half all on his own. All on his own. Nice work. I hope the Nick 80 isn't taking valuable time away from his anniversary vacation. Congratulations, by the way. Finally, a happy birthday to the bearded brewer.
Wow.
Everybody gets a mention. Since it's been a heavy and slightly controversial couple weeks, I'll hit you guys with a couple questions. With Barley Forge closing at the end of October, will you miss any of their beers? I didn't know they were actually going to close. Maybe the Patsy? Since they have a kitchen, would you prefer an established brewery open up in their building or a new venture? Maybe something like Lost Abbey is doing with their new place? What are they doing? Easy, Louis. Louis doesn't like this voicemail, apparently. He's growling at it.
Lou.
Mike, he's trying to save Louis. Making the ruckus.
Louis's seeing something in the backyard.
I want to go bark at stuff.
You're not letting me do my job.
Sorry,
bro.
Sorry, Jim. On a less infuriating note, what would you consider a crowning achievement in a man cave? I think a bar, poker table, big TVs, those are all cliche. I think it would be a urinal in your own private bathroom. That would be cool. Keep up the good work, guys. Bye. So will you miss Barley Forge beer?
No, because we haven't had enough of it to know better.
Yeah, I mean, I like that one. We've had the Patsy. That's a fine enough beer. This one goes to 11.
Yes.
That one's been all right.
Good job.
But, like you said, it's hard to miss something we don't really have much of. Mm-hmm. That would be for the LA people.
Yeah.
And, open up whatever the hell you want in there. Whenever like you, I know it happens in Fresno a lot. I'm sure it probably happens everywhere. Where like one spot will cycle through like three different restaurants over like 3 years, and you're just like, all right, everyone stop going in that spot because obviously there's something wrong with that spot. Let's just all stop doing it. So sometimes if it's just the spot's not right, you just don't just be a completely different thing.
You're talking about any of our old Taco Bells?
Yeah, every single old Taco Bell is a mom and pop taco place.
Yeah,
around here, but they all seem to. I don't know.
They survive.
They seem to survive. And then, what would be a cool, not played out thing in a man cave? What would be the ideal thing in your guys' man cave? Ideal cool thing. You guys don't care about sports, so you probably don't care about the TV aspect.
Right.
I don't see you guys as being big.
Well, TV would be cool so we could have YouTube streaming our playlist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know.
But I don't see you guys as being as playing pool or poker so much.
Yeah, I'd have billiards for those who do like playing. Mm-hmm.
I might want a bumper pool more than a regular pool table anymore.
One of my favorite, I think, cliche man cave things would be, I'd love to recreate the diner scene from Pulp Fiction where they take an entire car and turn that into a diner booth.
Oh, okay.
And where they have the $5 milkshake.
Yeah.
I think I'd love to have that.
Like take a body of a car.
Gutted and turn it into a booth. Yeah. Oof.
That's cool.
That would be my...
I want a stand-up video game, a real one, not somewhere you like built the cabinet yourself or you put like an iPad screen in there to make it and then build around
you
that.
You want the real deal.
I want a
real live
Mrs. Pac-Man, whatever. It almost doesn't matter the game.
Not the tabletop. You want the upright.
Nah. I mean, I would like that too, but
yeah.
I want an upright stand-up video game. One that maybe I leaned on back in the 80s at some point and put a quarter on. Like, I got this
next. I got next.
You go to the next. I want one of those.
I just want a garage big enough to where I could have cars and tools and stuff. But also,
that's my man cave.
Also have enough room to record a podcast. Oh, wait.
Oh. Wow. Yeah. So Mikey doesn't realize his own dream is what you're saying.
No, with all still this not enough.
And then put a whole bunch of shit on the wall.
Yeah, put some shit.
Yeah.
Old bottles.
Yeah, put a bunch of crap on there. Where so, you're like, is this a hoarder situation, or is this that he's just got a lot of cool stuff?
So speaking of Pulp Fiction, they made a meme.
Oh boy.
Out of that milkshake scene.
Oh, okay.
And so it's John Travolta sitting there, and it's all, when you finally get to her yard, and it's all, God damn, that's a pretty fucking good milkshake. And I was like, somebody had been sitting on that for a few years.
That's good.
Because it's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Like, the hell's a $5 milkshake taste like?
It's a pretty fucking good milkshake.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for calling.
Jackrabbit Slims. Remember,
and I want to hear some, I didn't hear any podcasts this week. It's ridiculous. I want to hear some podcasts next time, right? Give us some podcasts. Because that was not enough. But I still appreciate all the calls. Voicemails, emails. But she didn't leave her name. Thanks, everyone. We doing all right? Are we enjoying stuff here?
There's a beer sweating by you.
There's a sweaty beer. Sweaty beer right there.
Sweaty beers.
Righty beers. Looking out for beers. Thanks, Paul. Looking out for beers. Beer releases to look out for. I'm just looking out for a treehouse right now.
Oh.
Come on. Yeah, I think we've had like one, maybe two treehouses on the show over the years.
I mean, just make a run to Home Depot. You got a power pole in the back. We can make something happen.
Oh, my daughter liked that. She's been waiting for a treehouse for a while. Treehouse beer.
Oh.
It's beer.
I'm for Trillium.
You put the boat in the tree. You put a boat in the tree.
So yeah, treehouse beer. So
you just want to be part of the check-in.
Yeah, I just want to check in too. I want to be part of the number one checked in brewery.
It's bullshit. Something going on, guys. Deep state untapped.
Conspiracy.
And also one from, I saw on the social medias from Abomination Brewing called Bro Beer.
Oh boy.
And it's just like a cool, like, it just looks like a beach. It's sort of just just sort of animated sort of beach setting, just a cool label, and then it says Bro Beer. But this, like, Abomination Brewing, didn't claim to be anywhere.
Wow.
And what's happening? I don't know. And I don't know where they're from. I think they're from Washington, but I don't know what's going on right now.
Hey.
What?
Can you open another beer?
Oh, okay.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Okay.
Wow.
Jeez, you guys are thirsty.
Hey, we're getting thirsty over here.
You're literally thirsty. You're not thirsty. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, what's the Seinfeld one?
I love gold!
These pretzels are making me thirsty. Is that it?
Yeah.
These
pretzels are making me thirsty. The jerk store
called. They're running out of you.
Oh, now Seinfeld's on... On the Netflix now.
Oh, great. He needs more money.
Yeah.
Somebody talked about that. They're just like, are you happy that it keeps joining services and stuff? And he's like, money doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt. Also, looking out for the final season of Silicon Valley coming for us. We like to talk about Silicon Valley.
Is that on HBO?
On HBO.
Yes, I still don't have that.
So it looks good. The trailer looks good. That's about I'm not sure. I think it's maybe a week away or something.
Guys, I'm part of the problem.
We knew that. Carry on.
So there are streaming services. This came up on a podcast that I listened to. MKBHD, it's called Soundwave. Really cool dude, but the streaming services are considering going to releasing new TV series in bit by bit, like you would normally see them on regular television, because they're saying people are signing up for the free trial, binging stuff, or paying for a month,
than canceling the subscription because they can go on, binge it, and then leave. Mm-hmm. And I've done that with Silicon Valley more than once, where I've signed up because usually it would hit when we were on vacation and I would sign up for HBO. I'd watch the whole season.
I got a lot of Gmail accounts.
Yeah. Matt N3678. So Matt N3679.
I'm part of the problem, but I'm probably going to do it again this year.
3681.
That's probably one of the reasons why Disney's is they're going to release episodes once a week.
Yep.
Which I like.
Also on Netflix is doing that with some newer stuff, and Disney is the next one.
Wow. Well, fine. If we're talking about what we're watching right now. I'm watching Kim's Convenience.
I was going to be like, how are the Kardashians? But
yeah, they're great.
Kim's Convenience. The fuck is that?
It's a Netflix show about a Korean family living in Canada.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty good. It has the essence of Portlandia.
Oh.
But set in Canada.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Very comedy.
Mm-hmm. The comedy is in somewhat of their broken English and how they misconstrue things, but they are also funny.
All right. It's a good reco.
Does it have Paul Rudd?
No. No Paul Rudd. Sans Paul Rudd.
I feel like it'd be better if I had Paul Rudd.
So we're having a beer right now. Is Nelson and Nelson?
This is the new Piazza Port.
No, Port
Brewing.
No, correct yourself.
This is just Port Brewing.
Port Brewing. There's no pizza at this port. Just a port.
I'm out.
Like, someone's like, hey, where's the pizza? No, we're just a port here.
We're just
pizza
the port.
Port's over there. That port has pizza. Just a port.
So this is a left Twix, right Twix situation, is what you're telling me.
Remember when the pizza port guy left, or the guy that started pizza port left port to make cool and awesome beers, and now port's like, look, we could do that too.
Hmm. We can do
every time I see a port 4-pack, is like, I gotta pick this up. They wouldn't put something out just that sucked
willy nilly.
They'd be like, hey, a lot of people are gonna criticize us if this sucks, so it's gotta be good. And I picked it up and I was like, yeah, it's good.
It's Nelson.
I was gonna
and give, more Nelson.
I definitely was gonna give you crap if it was bad.
Yeah. I'll let Mikey mess confirm, up a Nelson beer. That looks an awful like a Mustang silhouette on the can.
It's really long. It's too long.
Too long.
If it was short, it would look like a Mustang. It looks more like an Oldsmobile to me.
To me, that looks like a Mustang.
It's long. It's too long.
He doesn't know car stuff.
That's like
too long.
Too long.
It's like a 65-66 Mustang.
Mustang.
Body style.
Mustang.
Body style with convertible.
Just boss style.
But, four on the floor, 289.
Cleveland or Windsor, bro?
Yeah, 302, bro.
302. They didn't have those back then.
Well, 69.
It was a subplant.
Yeah, maybe they did. I don't know.
Guys would go rent the H.O. Herstals, rent it from the Hertz rental company, and then steal the motor and put it in their Mustang and put their Mustang motor in the Hertz rental car and take it back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's hardcore.
That's cool.
Yeah, well, what's the problem? Well, it's like that when I found it.
Yeah.
This
regular
is the
V6
that,
car,
this
bro.
The engine I was running around in.
Sounds like a sewing machine. Every time we talk about cars, we get tangented.
Wow.
But you'd start talking about Star Wars, and where's that button? Nowhere to be found.
Completely within show... universe. No tangenting. You could talk about Star Wars all the time.
There's some gerrymandering happening here on the party line.
I'm just moving the lines over a little bit more now. Now we talk about Star Wars.
I fart completely within direction. Show.
Completely within
I'm
show.
Literally farting in your general direction.
Oh, damn. Let me do something.
Louis, bark. Louis,
go lick his elbow.
He'll smell it and you'll probably like it. You're like, hey, farts.
Any beers you're looking out for, Matt?
There's a brewery called The Other Half. They're releasing 3 double dry hopped beers. So,
wow.
The first one has lactose, so it doesn't count. Second one is double dry hop Forever
Simcoe.
Double dry hop Forever Simcoe is a is hopped with our hand-selected Simcoe, which has a juicy pineapple kick to it. Ooh, then we double dry hop it with Simcoe Cryo. So that sounds fantastic. And this second one, that's really good. I think Mikey might appreciate the name. I'm just going on a limb. Double dry hop. Did I make myself clear?
Yeah.
West Coast.
Ooh.
IPA.
So it's hazy.
Mosaic, Citra, Galaxy combined to make a tasty West Coast IPA. This batch gets hit with a little extra in the form of Citra, Mosaic, Cryo, dry hop. But those other half beers look fantastic, and they have really good labels on them. So
Now I'm looking out for it, too.
And then, I think I passed it. Then they're from Eagle Park Brewing. It's a 90s label.
It's 90s.
But it's all Tony.
It's 90s.
It's a Tony had hair in the 90s. A New England IPA double dry out with Citra and Moteca.
Oh, Tony, he had hair in the 90s.
And it's a total like mullet thing that's going on there.
Mullet.
Yeah. That's early. That looks a little early Captain Planet
ish.
Power is yours. So those are some beers. Let's see. Do I want to go for that one? Seven Stills. They're doing Amongst the Trees. It looks like a. Amongst the Trees. Looks like a Yeti walking through. It's a West Coast double India Pale Ale with Columbus, Centennial, and Simcoe hops. So looking out for a lot of hoppy beers.
Mm-hmm. No stout season around here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What are you looking out for, stout boy?
Hoppy beers. Noble Ale Works Tongue Tickles IPA, please.
Wow.
Fresh batch was just recently released.
Is that one of those wet hops?
Probably. Nice and clear. No haze. Does Noble Haze, has anybody confirmed this yet?
I think they do.
They do? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll say yeah. I don't know.
Noble Hazy Beers. Nobioli. Noble Hazy IPA. Oh, Noble has a hazy IPA.
Confirmed.
Moderately experimental IPA. Marginally hazed. Even they marginally haze it.
Marginally.
Haze. Nuclear haze. Wow. Superhero.
Really hazy.
Superhero double hazy IPA.
So they do.
Estee Lauder.
Estee Lager. Is it Lager? Estee Lager? No, that's a rad
name.
We're
going to
Estee Lager.
It's Estee Lauder Noble Ale Works IPA.
Oh, well, somebody, Fresno Brewery, somebody do Estee Lager.
Estee Lager.
It's the name there. We haven't come up with a good name in a while, so here we go.
The perfume industry has been untouched.
Opening up.
Punny names.
All these fruity beers around, sour and fruity beers.
Man.
Let's go.
What's the one you guys used to talk about? Intellectual
Drakkar Noir.
That'd be a good stout name.
Intellectual Poopity. Dark Ale Noir.
Nice Cascadian Dark Ale.
What else is looking?
That's my looking out for.
All right, cool. We did it. Looked out for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we need to look out for. How are we doing here? Nelson.
See, you said you'd have this together if we were here.
Nope. Never have it together. Louis does, but.
Louis's got it together. He's got one job.
Yeah, that's true. He can just focus.
Be a dog.
Okay.
Be a dog.
Occasionally act up.
Sit. Stay. Lick your butt.
Oh, man. You guys, You guys probably had to edit down your bing cots here.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, Bearded Brewer 87 on Untap. Mm. What have you been caught drinking?
Sipping on a few different Sierra Nevada pails that always stays in my lineup.
Nice.
I picked up a four-pack of this Nelson & Nelson, so I've been sipping on that as well.
Sipping on sunshine.
It's officially Oktoberfest season, so I've had a Tamarack from Tioga Sequoia. Ah, it's way back for a minute. Hop Concept released another single IPA. It's a self-titled, so it's THC IPA. And it's fantastic. I think it was like 6.7%. So I'm enjoying when they release sessionable or single beers. Sonam Hot was the other one that they released that I really liked. Do You Even Mosaic, picked up another can of that. Still enjoy it. Picked up a Diverge, which was a Faction IPA that I hadn't seen before. That was at MGA, so enjoyed one of those. Central Coast Brewing did a tribute to Boo Boo Records, so
woohoo!
They had the Boo Boo Records IPA.
That's cool.
That's good. Coronado did a 23rd anniversary double IPA. Enjoyed that. That one did not make it to the show. I didn't want to let it get too old, so I had to drink it. There was a six-pack of Hazy Little Thing that ended up in my fridge, and it's gone.
Wow.
Here you go.
When we were at the parents' house last, there were some Anchor Porters in the fridge, and I was like, ooh, I hadn't had one of those in a while. So I popped that open finally, and it was enjoyable.
Mm. Okay.
Glad to have it.
Say so.
Wow.
Say so.
And then I also had, from Urban Roots, I had the Urban Slice and one of those.
Good beer.
So that was a really good beer. I talked about the beers I had in Long Beach last week on the little voicemail thing.
Sure,
so.
Sure.
Wow.
Did you have any green cheek in there? Was there green?
Mikey did not get his green cheek.
Did you pinch a cheek? Pinch Jim's cheek?
But I did tell him that you were supposed to leave me like an audio clip that I was going to play to him and get you some green cheek, but you never did.
I did. Really? I said that?
Oh, man. I said to you, I was like, if you want green cheek and we'll record yourself, I'm not going to say it to him. And you're like, okay, yeah. We were sitting here in this room.
Yeah.
Was I drinking?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did I remember? No.
Yep. So many plans. So many plans are made. Have about four beers in.
Yeah.
Two people drinking about four beers in. Oh, man, you know what we got to do? Yeah, man. No, this is a drunk talk, man. We're going to do it. Oh, yeah, we're doing it.
We're doing it.
That's the last time it's ever talked about.
Yep.
Ever again.
What stays in the podcast? Oh, no, what happens on the podcast stays.
Bearded Brewer 87. And Nick, Nick 80, you were in the middle of an ocean.
Yep.
What the hell do you drink in the middle of the Pacific Ocean?
Boat beers.
Boat beer.
Woo. I think guys will see a theme here.
All right. Let's see if I can pick out the theme.
Pick out the theme. Maui Brewing's Big Swell IPA.
Yeah.
Okay. Maui Brewing's Mo Better Mosaic.
All right. Yeah. I don't know if I'm getting it yet. Need some more.
Maui Brewing's Pau Hana Pils.
Oh.
Hmm.
Oh, you went on an Alaskan cruise.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Thanks.
You're the winner, sir.
You did it.
Yep. That is what I was drinking.
Wow.
So that's what you had at the airport before you went to Hawaii.
Right, exactly. Yeah. All the 559 beers in the Fresno airport I had.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you see any beer, like, was there any bar or anything you went to that was like, had like, oh, this place is craft beer, or was it just? Just where you could find Maui Brewing.
I'm going to say yes and no. There was 805 on the island.
Great.
Stone Brewing was very prevalent.
Oh.
But it was mostly Kona Brewing, Maui Brewing, Honolulu Brewing. which I can't remember the Honolulu beer I had. It was an IPA.
Honolulu Brewing.
Yeah. Other than that, it was all big beer. Sapporo, Heineken, Coors Light.
Those are imports.
Yeah, they're imports. So they had
everything's import.
They had import beers, domestic beers, and local beers.
Yeah,
and local beers were a dollar more than anything.
Whoa, else. Bullshit!
Yeah,
what a bunch of bullshit!
And so apparently, local beers are not domestic beers, and they're not import beers.
That's messed up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I paid the price.
Yeah. Like, hey. Gotta be true to my. I'm gonna drink that indie local.
Yeah.
Drink local and indie. Well, at least you had that. At least you had that Maui brewing.
Yeah, Maui was saving the day.
Hotel beers.
They're the beer to have over there.
The beer to have. Last time I was in Hawaii, man, it was before this wave of craft beer. And it was all Kona Fire Rocks.
Yes. No, that is still everywhere. Yeah. Kona rules the islands.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the local draft beer. If there's only two handles, it's Kona and Coors Light.
Yeah.
They're guaranteed. Like, that's it. Like, draft handles are very slim there. It's mostly cans.
Mm-hmm.
Maui Brewing on Maui is like in a strip mall, like really quaint little brew pub.
Oh, okay. Like their tap room?
Yeah, it's a tap room with a restaurant and good stuff, but it looks like a brewery you'd expect to see.
Right.
Maui Brewing in Honolulu is nuts. It looks like a stone Liberty Station, mm-hmm. like this ginormous thing, flashy lights and huge bar, just like 80 taps. It's crazy because it's right on the strip. It is down... I wouldn't say downtown, but it's on the main strip of Waikiki. And it is crazy. It's just a big old party happening.
Woo!
Yeah.
So that's your reco to go there?
Well, yeah.
The big island.
I guess someone recommended, I think it was, God damn it, I should look it up for cheers.
Hawaii,
someone recommended a place to go over there.
You missed it.
And I missed it. It's exclusive.
Yeah.
Oh.
No howlies.
No howlies. I did Mahalo! Find... I did have a Primo Lager over there, finally. Primo is their...
Oh.
One of their oldest beers. And they did a Volkswagen Double Cab. I found it.
Look at them.
Yeah.
It was a cool looking truck.
Cody Instagram. He says, Grayson Growlers and Honolulu beer. He does recommend Honolulu beer. It works.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
I've heard of it right now, 5 seconds ago.
There you go.
All right. Let's see. What did I drink this week? I had the Hop Concept, THC IPA.
Ooh,
that's a good beer.
It sounds familiar.
It's a good beer.
How's the buzz on that one?
I don't know about the buzz, but I liked it.
Oh.
I don't care about the buzz.
The Hop Concept's initials are THC. Not that it has THC.
Yeah. But it was a good beer. The label is weird. It's a weird label, okay. Man. Like, I don't know what they're trying to do, what they're trying to get accomplished, but it wasn't their normal Hop Concept look for one. And then it was just kind of like, I don't know, man. I had the Deschutes. I got a Deschutes variety pack. Had to figure out how am I going to get beer for the producer and for me. Ooh. And keep it under $20.
Good call.
And this Deschutes pack, it had the stout, the obsidian stout, it had the porter.
Yes.
And then it had the fresh squeeze.
Uh-huh.
And then they had a new one, the hand up IPA. So I was like, well, that's perfectly half and half for each of us. And
who does that?
So it worked out. So that hand up was pretty good. I think I like the fresh squeeze, and I end up liking that hand up better than the fresh squeeze.
Okay. What was the hand up? That was a double?
No, it's single. Just a single IPA.
Okay.
And then, of course, it's Wash era Oregon IPA, but still Deschutes does pretty good with them. So, and that Spaceways from Modern Times.
Ooh.
Had it.
Yeah. Nelson.
Had it. More Nelson. The Jetty IPA from Pizzaport. Did I have it? Did I talk? Maybe I talked about that last week.
Yeah. Yeah. You said you were
disappointing.
Meh.
Disappointing. The Hopopotamus. Hopopotamus from Riley's Brewing. New England IPA. Pretty good. Pretty good stuff. And then that Modern Times beer, Ghost Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
Wow. The label says this is the best beer you're ever going to have.
Yeah, maybe they ruined it for me by saying that. But yeah, I was kind of disappointed because I'd seen a lot of good reviews and stuff. So
yeah,
I was pretty excited. I was like, well, but it might have been like I was talking about before where I just had it at the wrong time.
Uh-huh. What was your pregame before you had it?
I don't remember.
You didn't write it down?
I think I had that.
You didn't field notes what you did before that beer?
I think it was that hop concept, that THC beer.
Yeah.
And then I had after that, and I was like, but it was like, the situation was, I think I had fallen asleep watching TV and I woke back up and I was like, oh, I want that Modern Times beer. I was like, cause I was planning on having that beer.
Oh,
but then I fell asleep. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I looked at the time. I was like, there's still enough time to get a beer going.
There's plenty of time.
Yeah. So I think that was part of the problem. You know, you can't blame Modern Times for that, really.
We can.
Well, yeah, we can do whatever we want. Nobody listens. No industry people listen.
Yeah, Craig. Cheese.
Jeff.
Was yelling out random names?
Cheese.
Frank.
Yeah, Frank.
Craig is the local Modern Times rep. Oh, and so is Jake, but...
so is Jake. Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd. Yeah, he's a part owner.
Yeah, that's what he does in his spare time. Local rep.
Aren't you Paul Rudd? Yeah, I guess I am.
Yeah, you'll like the Between Two Ferns Netflix movie.
All right, I'm gonna watch it tonight,
especially for Paul Rudd.
I was gonna get that.
Oh, boy.
Cheers.
We're doing is some cheers.
Oh, Haley, you made it back in time before the song was over.
We don't know what to do when you're not here.
I was going to get that cheer beer, the Pacholito.
Yeah.
We've got one, but it's so big. We're ending the show. I didn't want
to. We're about to go home. So.
Yeah, so it's an important beer.
Do like we normally do and go, oh, yeah, it's good, and then say nothing else about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. That's what I was worried about. I was like, we're just going to be like, yep, Pacholito. So we're saving for next week too. I know you like it fresh. So we'll just waste this beer.
Perfect.
This one from Pittsburgh, Tom.
He won't get mad at us.
Pittsburgh. Oh shit!
All right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey guys, guess what time it is?
It's time for cheers.
I love gold.
This is called a Fresh Fest.
Oh yeah.
It's a collab beer.
Freshies.
From Trogues.
Even Louisiana.
And maybe ooh, in a winery? Uh-oh.
In a winery? There's grapes in it.
Oh, boy. Must. Oh, boy.
Remember this the grape must fiasco? God.
This could get crazy. So this is a Trogues collab with a winery, maybe.
Pittsburgh Tom.
Cheers, man. Cheers to our golden gods, of course, of the perfect pour. These are our patrons. And they give us money every month, and it's very cool. Yeah, you believe that? Patreon.com/perfectpour if you want to be a golden god, too.
I want to see statements. I don't believe it.
I will print out all the statements you want. And $5 or more every month, and they give it to us, and we get the very thankful for it for first off, and then you actually get more show. You get more show every week, the tailgate of every show, and then whatever else we can do, like you get invited to the forum on Facebook and the Discord group, so things happen for you. We make things happen for you, and we appreciate all our Golden Gods very freaking much. Also, cheers to Captain Wiffo, the Pint Stuff, PA Barker. He's one of the many Matts that listen to the show. One of the huge reserve of Matts we have. We have a big...
Are we running out of Matts?
No. Oh. We got plenty of Matts.
Ooh, you scared me for a minute.
We're good. We're good with the Matts. Core 4 Brewing. Core number 4 Brewing. Ian the Maddox. Benjamin Clark.
Benjamin.
Thomas Tommy. Big Game James. Course Evil Circle. Hoptologist SD. From one of those San Diego podcasts there. The 3BZ.
Mumbly.
And Bearded Brewer 87. Because it's his birthday. Birthday week.
We'll just say
it's his birthday week.
You're too kind.
So big cheers. Oh, shucks. Big cheers to Matt.
I literally do the least amount of it's like people are like, those people that like.
You didn't tell me it was your birthday.
They gradually care less about celebrating their birthday. I'm fully there.
You're starting to get in there. Your 30s, you start caring less about it.
I turned 30 party, so wow. 32 is not really changing my mind about that. So,
see, that's the surprise, is he thinks the surprise party was happening at 30.
Ooh.
He doesn't know what year it's going
to
happen.
And thank goodness there's Uber, because I'll just be like, I'll be right back, and just leave.
The old Irish exit. And just cheers to everyone that shares the show on their own social media, talks about it, leaves us reviews, subscribes, all those things. Everyone, thank you guys all week. And Matt, do you have any cheers?
Cheers out to
Nick didn't like
XL Perro, Stu, Big Game James, Chew Your Beer, Ants, Ants' Wife.
Mrs. Ants,
Fontana Jim. Cheers out to all you guys. I got to and Kelly and friends. I got to see all of them at the beer summit, and hang out with them, and
have a
good time. Did I say Long Beach, John? I didn't.
I don't think.
Did he make it?
You saw Long Beach, John?
He wasn't at the festival.
Oh man!
But he hit me up So, I mean, it was a little, when you were having pizza, it wasn't the first stop of the night. So my memory is a little hazy, but we did.
Keep it clear, bro.
I don't know.
The hazy makes things crazy. I can't quite remember
if he hit me up and he met me at Fourth Horseman, or he was already there, or he just knew I was in the area. But
where you at?
It was a shape. I remember
right
this,
next to you.
The shape of a guy being there. I was like, are you Long Beach John?
But he was there. We did have a conversation. Super cool dude.
Man.
Did you get a tap room update over there? Down there. You little tap room update.
He could better explain that, but it's...
How about opening up in Lakewood there?
So he could better explain the situation with that. But it was cool to...
I'm trying to be the momager over there.
See faces that are familiar and also connect names to people. So it's always nice to see that happen. And there was another gentleman that, I forget his name. There was another gentleman that jumped on one of the live streams that we had. And he was actually at the beer fest too. And he did come up to me. He knew I was going to be there. So I mean, just seriously, it was just overwhelming the amount of people that knew our show or knew of us. And also cheers out to the Tembler people. Mm-hmm. That whole crew was fantastic. We were pouring next to them.
Bakersfield guys?
Yeah, Bakersfield.
Our booth was right next to him, and we actually ended up hanging out with each other.
Valley support, man. So
that was a solid crew themselves of just human beings. So overall, that whole Long Beach trip was fantastic.
That that festival didn't, of course, like all most of the stuff I saw was during the VIP hour, but it didn't seem that like overwhelming packed.
The part at the convention center, that seemed a little bit more dead than usual. We're used to that being, it just seems like, well, I mean, it's hard to describe. For us, it's a longer drive. It's easier for us to get to Sacramento, and maybe southern breweries are used to longer drives. I don't know what the reasoning that is about that is, but there were like almost 70 of like the 100 breweries were just LA alone. So there was a big, huge number. And of the Central Valley, there was only like 20 of us.
Yeah.
And they lumped in Central Coast Brewing and Firestone and all that too.
Good to be with these guys. So, we like being with them. But, well, you got to do it. Okay.
But the actual festival, it had a good amount of people. We went through all the barrel aged bottles. So there was about 2 dozen barrel aged bottles that we went through. We went through 2 5-gallon kegs, and we had a couple of cans that we were, you know, had on hand in case we were going to trade.
Somebody cool came through.
Wow. But, deemed worthy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you have chosen. Met our expectations. It was a little bit different, but then again, we don't quite remember the first year that it happened at Sacramento. So it could have been just the same in Sacramento. You know, the first year there, you kind of get things worked out. Second year, everybody's like, oh yeah, it's good. It's cool. This is what you do.
And they'll be back there next year.
Yes. One more. They had a 2-year contract. They have to do that.
All right.
And we also have to hope that the construction of the Sacramento Convention Center is on track. So,
well, if it's like a brewery, it's not going to be on time.
Construction's always on time.
Always on time.
So there's that. I do miss Sacramento. That was a lot of fun. It was really cool to walk around Long Beach.
Midtown.
But my consensus on that is a place like Sacramento, it's the whole downtown area. It's like jam-packed with things to do. It's very walkable. To me, LA it's just like there's 5 or 6 things to do.
Then you got to move to another park.
And then you got to go 20 miles and there's another cool 5 or 6 things to do. And that 20 miles there is like 45 minutes of driving.
Yeah.
Or in traffic. You
guys weren't far from El Segundo, though.
Were we?
El Segundo?
We weren't?
Nope.
Oh. I wish I would have known. I would have gotten that. Yeah.
Well, next year. Put El Segundo on the list.
But that's just the thing. It's just like, oh, I have friends in Silver Lake. Oh, they're not far. But it's like, oh, well, I'm not going to see them this trip. Yeah.
No.
So it's
say well that's they can the part, come see me. I'm in Long Beach. That's
the part about LA that I'm a little bit trying to wrap my mind around. But
all right,
it was a lot of fun. It was good to see everybody, and you know I appreciate it. Everybody that came out and hung out and
had fun.
At least half of those people probably never would have gone to that beer festival had it not been for this show.
Get it.
Yeah.
Epic, get it. We'll see if that's. I still don't have the numbers of which is bigger, Florida one or this one. So, Nick, do you have some cheers?
Cheers to some Instagrammers, the Malty One, of course, Big Game James 21, the Great American Beer Quest. Time number 4 beer runner 82. Wow, it's getting crazy out there.
Stuff's going on out there.
And of course, huge cheers to Mikey for holding down the fort while we were gone.
Yeah, don't make me do that for a while.
Okay.
Yeah,
no problems.
And like me and the sleeping Louie.
Yeah, Louie. Thanks, Louie, for not doing shit as usual.
He barked one time. I had to go stop him.
Perfect.
That was one of my few edits of that show.
Oh, wow.
There's a whole section of me going and stop loading that got edited out.
Wow.
Could have left it in, I guess.
Yeah.
I think let's just listen to the Mike Louis in the background trying to stop Louie.
That's entertaining. Yeah,
that's great. Great yeah, show.
Yeah. So, yeah, I know you said you apologized for drinking beers without us, but you know what?
Sorry, guys.
You earned every one of those.
Yeah, you'll never know.
That's right. Well, we know. We heard things. You. You told us you were drinking
them. I'm drinking them. What do you think of this?
We know exactly what you were drinking.
Well, thanks for joining us, everyone. Person, you listening to the show, thank you for being here with us. Check us out, Perfect Pour Pod, on all the social medias of importance. Not on TikTok, but all the other ones.
Not on TikTok. Why not?
I don't know. You guys go ahead. Do a Perfect Pour account on TikTok.
Oh, that's why we don't do it. You want somebody else
I started a personal one just to see what the hell's going on over there. But
it's basically like Vine.
It's Vine. Ones, yeah. It's more a souped up Vine.
Ooh, Carson. You guys weren't far from Carson where Phantom Carriage is at, too.
Yeah. I went to Phantom Carriage. Yeah,
Phantom Carriage.
Oh, so many mistakes. So many mistakes were made.
No, this is planning for next year.
All right, plan for next year.
Yeah. Honestly, people, tell me how dumb I am.
I'm not saying you're dumb, but
there's going to be somebody being like,
if I was down there, I would have went to El
Segundo, bro.
Why didn't you go to Green Cheek, bro? You were down there. Should have went.
Green Cheek. Compton's right there.
This was me telling Matt earlier in the week.
Should have went down to Green Cheek, bro. You're right there. Monkish. Should have gotten a line of Monkish. Line fast of Monkish. What the hell, bro?
Monkey.
You call yourself a beer geek? Why even go down there?
It's just you don't know in the moment unless someone stops.
Oh, in the moment.
Yeah, Southgate's down there.
Southgate?
I'm just kidding.
I was like, what?
Yeah, shut you up real quick.
See?
Anaheim, bro. Anaheim.
All right. We could go all week.
Disneyland.
We'd just sit here at the mics on Talking Beer. For 7 days.
Looking at maps.
Looking at maps. New podcast from Dorktown Network.
Looking at maps.
Where we just look at a map. We're like, whoa.
Point things out.
But there's the Narbys in that corner.
Oh, Seal Beach, bro.
Ooh.
Huntington Beach.
Whoa.
Oh, Newport Beach.
Ooh, look at that park. What do you think's at that park?
This says heavy traffic right now.
No, I'm thinking we're paper maps. We're only looking at paper maps.
Wow. Oh, I'm in. Let's do that.
You took the map down.
Yeah, you took the map down. Oh,
I'm rearranging. Okay. Okay.
Hey, it's temporary.
Okay.
Temporary.
All right. We're going to go. We're going to continue our conversation, but we're going to let you go. I know you got things to do.
You got maps to look at.
Yeah.
Atlas.
You gotta bust out the Atlas. Hey, if you got any paper maps from your old gas station, if you're in 1980 right now listening, and you stop at the gas station, get some paper maps for us, send to us on our email or on our
that's
address.
Gone.
The UPS.
He's watching his movie already.
How's that Between Two Ferns movie doing, Matt?
So. You mentioned TikTok, so there was one on Twitter that was pretty funny. It's this excessively overweight cat, and there's this guy.
Damn.
This Damn, cat's just like boy. Walking miserably.
Damn, boy, he's thick, boy. That's a thick ass boy. Damn.
So,
yeah. It happens on TikTok all day. TikTok all day. I'll have TikToks all day.
So Mikey started TikTok and didn't tell us, in other words.
Yep, that's my TikTok account right there. There it is. I do. It's Mikey Topor. I started.
It's like a 45-pound cat. That thing has to be miserable.
Damn, that's a thick-ass cat.
Boy. That's a thick-ass boy.
Oh, gosh. We're still going.
Wow.
What's going on?
This is the podcast.
We get a Snapchat update. How's the little Snapchat?
No, I still got it. I actually posted a couple beer pictures on Snapchat.
Wow.
This week.
Some Patreon.
That's, I don't know what my Snapchat name is anymore, though. So.
Great.
Good luck trying to find it.
Perfect Pour After Dark.
There's some old listener. Yeah.
Dark side of the moon.
Well, I think the pool might be shut down for the year for me. So,
oh boy,
people don't have to worry about the night swimming as much anymore.
Nice.
of the season. It'd be safe to go on my Snapchat for the season now.
Perfect.
Otherwise, why the fuck am I still talking? Goodbye!
Thanks for joining us for the show.